WMFO, Medford Sky By here. It's going to be an exciting show. I have Krissa Johnson here. We're going to be playing her new CD, 100 Restless Thoughts. But first, I'm going to play some tunes. I'm going to play about 9 minutes worth, maybe 10 minutes worth of stuff, and then we'll be back. I'm going to start off. This is a song called Candy's Room.
In Candy's Room, there are pictures of heroes on the wall. To get to Candy's room, gotta walk darkness at Candy's hall. Strangers from the city call my baby's number and they bring her toys. When I come knocking, she smiles pretty. She knows I wanna be Candy's boy. There's a sadness hidden in that pretty face, a sadness all her own, from which no man can keep Candy safe. We kiss, and my heart rushes through my veins, and the blood rushes in my veins, the fire rushes through the sky. And I go driving, driving deep into the night. I go driving deep into the light, Candy's eyes. She says, baby, if you wanna be wild,
I hope my half life.
All right, we're back. That was Avoid One Thing, a song called Enemy off of Right Where You Left Me. New Neighborhoods before that with Half Life, and I opened with Springsteen, Candy's Room. I'm here with Carissa Johnson.
Hello.
Glad you made it, first of all.
Me too. It was a close, not cancellation, but didn't know if I was going to
No, drive. I know. You were, well, this is, I'll go on a one-minute winter rant. That's why I despise the winter, because when you have to go places.
Yeah, it makes it difficult.
You have to check weather reports. Like, if it's 90 degrees out, you can get in your car and go wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff.
But I was like, man, this isn't actually anything compared to what I have seen on the road.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to make it happen. I didn't want to not make it. So
I know.
I love coming.
This is like
here.
A listening party.
Yeah, we need this.
We're playing the whole thing, and tell us about this CD, this release.
Well, it comes out technically online, I guess, everywhere on Friday, but having the big record release tomorrow at the Burren. Show starts at 7:00. It's kind of an earlier show. I got Dutch Boy Blues joining. He's going to be opening up the show. Good friend of mine, and I'll be playing at 8:00, and it's all ages, which is cool too, because most of my shows are 21+, so
yeah.
Excited for that. Excited to put out a new record. It's kind of different than the other ones. The other ones have always been with the, you know, with a big band sound behind me. The last one with Nick and Steph, and the past two with you know, some friends that had joined and made a band. So it's cool to put out something that's way different and more stripped down and raw and kind of representative of where I've been at the past couple of years in my head and on the road when I was touring solo.
And that you started out, was your, I picked up on you with the Only Roses. So, but mm-hmm. prior to that, was that more or less a solo-ish acoustic release?
Yeah, well, for now, that album, that one came out in 2015. That was the first full band one, but I didn't have a band. So I went into the studio and recorded everything. Like, I did guitar and bass and vocals, and then I hired friends to play drums. So I had like 5 different drummers on it. I had a couple lead guitarists. Yeah. And then through that release party, I ended up forming a band with some of the players that played on it and then with some friends I had met. And then Only Roses was actually similarly recorded, because it was, I had like 5 different drummers on that, but Nick did the bulk of it. He became in the band. He became a bandmate. And then Tanya from Stormstress is her new band. She played like on 5 songs, but then I had friends on all the others and kind of constructed it all myself, did most of the things, and then just didn't do drums because I can't play drums. And then, yeah, the last album was just the first one that it was like finally a band, so I slapped the name
with
on
the Cure-Alls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, was this thing done in churches?
Yeah. Yeah, most of it. So 7 of these 8 songs were done in churches. The last one was a last-minute addition, because I had written a song that I was really proud of, and I was like, I gotta track this.
Yeah, it's a great song. Do you remember what was the first church you wandered into and started playing music and said, this could be a cool thing?
It's funny, because like, I had never done it before, but I had always had the idea
playing
to.
Church?
I
was
like,
a lot of people have it.
I know, and like, I had heard of bands going in to track drums in churches because of that big sound, and I've seen like documentaries of it, and I'm like, man, I want to do that someday. And I pictured it to be like a full band thing. I never pictured it to be kind of what Vanessa and I ended up doing, but we wanted to just try it. And she had a friend out in Oakland who owned a church, and so like through a family member, so we got in touch, and he's like, yeah, just have it for the day. So that was the first one we did out in California, the song Cannonball that starts out the album. And it was a really cool church. That one was really fun and just beautiful. It's just cool to be in like a big, huge, majestic place and like hear everything reverberate. And it's just like, just has that natural, like as if it's being recorded in a studio sound already, just walking in. And yeah, there's just something special about it. I'm not a religious person, but it's just cool to be in the presence of that, you know, just kind of like, I don't know.
It's added a great
mystique.
Sound.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, right. It was a new experience for sure, because Vanessa had a mobile rig, and because I'm so used to doing it all in a studio, like just like go to the place, record it, go home.
Right.
You know, and like this was the first one I did on the road too, because we were traveling all the time. There was never time to go to a studio.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, time's going by. I want to put something out. Like I get antsy. Like I got songs I got to do something with, and it just seemed like the most natural way to do it. And it's funny because when the album was done, like I sent it all in, and I'm like, there's an album. Like I just did an album. Like I didn't feel like I had gone in with the intention of making an album. It was more just like, let's just do some songs, and like originally it was going to be like four songs.
Yeah, well, I think when we, I forget why when you were here last, what we were plugging, but at that time I think it was still in its formative stages, and it was an EP at that time.
Yeah,
like you said, it was like three or four songs, and it just morphed into.
It just kept going and going. And
what
then
are there, eight on this?
There's eight on there.
Yeah, that's full. I think like anything above four.
Yeah,
if it's five or more, I'm going full like CD.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the...
But no one seems to know what the difference between an EP and an
LP. Yeah, I know. I think it's just time. Because I've known... There's some albums that are like one song.
Yeah.
It can be 45 minutes long. And then they call it a full length when it's like, but it's one song. Or there could be like 10 songs, like a Ramones CD. Or there'd be like 12 or 20 songs and they're all 1 minute long. But yeah, I've always like I like the idea of a full length. It's like a scrapbook to me. It's kind of like a collection of my past year. And so like to put out something smaller than a full length is almost like, oh, I didn't say everything.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it evolved into a full thing. And we ended up just producing it as if it is a full album, which then it became one. So I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. You want to play one off it? And then I'll play something off the actual CD, but... Sure. I'll let you have at it.
This one was the this one is the most recent full band single, but it started out as an acoustic one on this record. It's called The Upside.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You played a lot of these at the Avoid One Thing show, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was sometimes it's like I've been switching between guitars. I'm like getting back to my old guitar, and then I'm like back to, I got a new guitar, and I'm like, I don't know which one to play it on, because like sometimes when I stand up it sounds different than when I sit down. Like this one's a good sitting down song. Not much of a lead guitarist, but that little like I love doing that.
It works.
But it was fun. I love that show. That was so cool. That was one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah, and thanks for getting me in, because I did not have a ticket to that show.
Oh, I was so glad you asked.
And Lynchy was like, I don't know if I can do it.
Wow, there's always a way.
I know.
Let you in through the back door.
I could have been the merch guy. That was our last. That was our last ditch effort.
Yeah,
he's got the merch.
Yeah, I was like, he's coming in. He's gotta. You have to be there. Like, yeah, how could you not be there?
Yeah, that was incredible. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna play something off of this, and we'll come back and chat some more, and you'll play another one. But I think this is Somewhere Bound.
Somewhere Bound. Something like that.
Here we go.
Our hearts are turned. This isn't my home. This isn't a land unknown. I'm ready for words to say it, what's to come. So once it's all said and done, we can finally be someone. Free from the dark that surrounds, free to let the light shine in. I'm as lost as I am found, slowing down so I can begin. Don't know if I'll stay. I'm ready to fly away, ready to touch the ground. So once it all comes around, I'll know I was nowhere but somewhere bound. Free from the dark that surrounds, free to let the light shine in. Lost as I am found, slowing down so I can begin.
All right, that was Somewhere Bound off of 100 Russell Stott's new CD by Krista Johnson. You heard about 5 seconds of Jen Lombardi's Stubborn Hearts.
That was great.
Yeah. I'm here for 2 hours tonight, I should say, so I'll probably play some of her stuff in the second hour. But yeah, that was funny. She's been in here a while ago now. I would say 3 or 4 months ago. But yeah, she's a great kid, and I like her band a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a couple shows with them. Always had a good time.
Yeah. So how did the Dutch thing come about with you? When you meet Dutch?
So I met Dutch, probably a year and a half ago. We've been pretty good friends. Feels like it's been a longer time than that. But he's been such a big supporter and just like overall great person. And the day I met him, I actually needed a bass amp. I was on my way to swivel practice. And on my way, I forgot my bass amp. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot my bass amp. Why? How could I do that? And I stopped by a friend's. I'm like, hey, do you have a bass amp? And then he was there and he was like, here, use mine. Just take it. Just use it however long you need it. And I was like, wow, that's like, you know, that's just like so thoughtful. Like he doesn't even know me. Mm. And he's just trusting me. And then so that was the first time I met him, and I just was like instantly like, wow, he's just like a really good person.
Yeah, nice guy. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I had met him through the girls from Flight of Fire. He'd go out to their shows, and you know, Tanya and Tia, they're great friends of mine, and so I'd be hanging with them, and Dutch would be around, and so we ended up doing some music together and producing His latest singles. We actually recorded 8 together. And, so they're going to be part of a full length eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's like killing it. Like the songs are great. They're super fun to record. We've been going to the Den in North Reading with my friend Doug Batchelder. And, it's just cool. He's like, he's been playing music for a long time, but he's just been getting into the solo thing recently. So he plays in the band, the Boston Pub Rockers. Yeah. And, he's just been such a good supporter of my music and, you know, has helped me see a lot of things through. So I was like, you know, I have the opportunity to choose an opener, which doesn't come around a lot because usually we're trying to get the opening gigs. I'm like, you know, it's like, it's better with friends, you know.
And he has more, he might be retiring soon, he was telling me. So he might have some more
Free retiring time. Okay, hold on. It's like his music career is just getting off the ground.
No, no, from whatever, what is he?
his real job. Yeah, the electric stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
And which would, you know, give him more time to do what he really wants to do.
Yeah, which is great and inspiring and awesome. And, you know, he wants to tour and he wants to do it all. So it's cool to see someone so excited and just ready to do that, you know, do it all. So I back him 100%. And it's going to be good because he writes great songs and he's excited.
And you have another dude involved in this show.
Yes, the very famous Alan Richardson. He's a comedian.
Was on this show once. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he came by once. Yeah. He's just like my best friend, and I try to involve him in everything, and he just makes me smile so much. Yeah. And he's a great host. He actually hosted my For Now release party, and Only Roses, I believe.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, do you want to come up and do a set? Like, you don't have a show that night, so I'm not sure what he's gonna do. It's gonna be a surprise for everybody.
Yeah.
But it'll be good.
Good enough.
Yeah.
All right. You can, you want to play one?
Do another one. This one is the song I was talking about before. This is a song called Cannonball. This was the first one I tracked off the record.
On the edge before the cannonball, I knew the reaching for it out on the ledge would be a long shot. The pressure's changing now, inside I'm spinning round. With all the dirt and dust, we can't feel the ground beneath our lead walk. It's just an echo all the past now. Just hard to let go, just hard to follow where the sound calls. One second I'm a mess, one second out of gas. It's clear but still it's here with no cause. And if you wanna go, just go and keep your distance. And if you wanna stay, you know I'm here with arms wide open. You're here, you're gone, you're where I wanna understand, but I never can. Sailing an ocean of white noise, the sound is fading out. Can't find a way around. I'm lost inside, I'm lost inside. And if you wanna go, just go and keep your distance. And if you wanna stay, you know I'm here with arms wide open. You're here, you're gone, you're where I wanna understand, but I never can. On the edge before the cannonball, I knew the reaching for it out on the ledge would be a long shot.
Very good.
Thank you.
Sometimes I think I should have like a applause thing in here.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Right? Because it's just me. So I'm like, that's awesome.
Just have the same one that you play over and over. That'd be great.
Some sort of clap track or something. But I'm going to play, we're talking about Dutch. I'm going to play his one of his singles.
Oh, that's my favorite one. The spin of the wheel.
Yeah. like I said, he was in here. He's played a few tunes. I look forward to seeing him there as well at the Bar Inn tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Kind of an early one.
It is. I like it, though. I like to go home and
sleep. I'm going to have to... it's going to be a long day with Quick Stop for me.
Yeah.
But this is... I'm going to play something off of your new 100 Restless Thoughts. I'm also going to play... This is Dutch, though. We'll be back in a bit to play some more music.
Good to go. Okay.
I never live stream anything. People always like it. Documenting.
Can you lift people's spirits? Can you put the ego in check? Can you empower them? Teach them to live life at its best? Can you accomplish goals? Can you walk the talk? Can you give in all want? Teach to love and not to dump. Life is a cycle, a spin of the wheel. It's how we decide that in the end we'll reveal. Is it you? Is it me? We don't see. Is it you? Is it me? Is it the ones we don't see? Can you see beyond the bullshit? Can you keep an open mind? Can you love? Tell me. Till the end of time. Life is a cycle, a spin of the wheel. It's how we decide that in the end we'll reveal. Is it you? Is it me? Is it the ones we don't see? Is it you? Is it me? Is it the ones we don't see?
one-way street and be free. A hundred-mile heart, city driving in the dark. 100 restless thoughts, 1,000 miles, 3 times to the other side. Plans for their work, turn around on this one-way street and be free.
All right, we're back. That was Plans off of 100 Restless Thoughts. And so I had a quick question about these churches. Did you have to, like, get permission to wander in?
Yeah, I had to email them or
Trisha
call them.
Trisha just asked me that on the phone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, Trisha. Yeah, we had to call or email and get permission because they had to, like, block off the day or block off the time. A lot of them had events going on or, like, people practicing or choirs or... I don't know what they do, just a bunch of different random things. One of them, actually, it was funny, one of the churches I recorded in Andover, South Church, they asked for just like a little sum of money to do it, and it was like,
really?
Oh, it's like not even a day in the studio, so
yeah.
I brought a check, and then they were like, you know what, do you want to just sing in one of our choirs and just forget paying for it? And I'm like, yeah, sure, like I'll do that as payment. But they haven't been in touch about it, but it's funny because it ended up turning into some of the trades, like just sometimes like do this instead of, like, you know, it's a rare thing for them to have the musicians in there, like especially indie rock musicians, because sometimes we actually got turned away from a couple churches because they're like, are you doing religious music? Or like, no, it's just, you know, it's not like negative music,
right?
But it's, you know, it's not
hate music,
it's not Christian music.
Yeah
but
it's,
I was
not
trying
gospel
to,
rock.
It's funny because I think one of those songs you just played, Supermoon, I was like, I tried to record that one at one of these other churches I really wanted to record at, but I was like, you know, it could be a Christian song, it's hopeful. You know,
yeah, a lot of songs are uplifting and positive, and that's my definition of Christianity is.
Yeah, but it was funny because each one was very different, but a lot of them are really cool, and I had I have some family who like go to church, and they just got in. They're just like, like loved members of the church, so they're like, oh, sure.
And I'm like, really, can't you just wander into a church and they lock them up nowadays?
I should just go in during Mass.
Yeah, I just
I'm here to play,
in,
everybody.
And, yeah, kumbaya.
Oh my God.
I could, I don't know.
That was so funny. Oh,
back in the day, I thought you could just go into a church whenever you wanted.
Oh, like on off hours?
Yeah.
I think they leave it open. Like people do, because people walk in, like, you know, like, I don't know. I used to do that, like the bigger churches, like in New York, and like they like light candles, and like people go in to just see the setting and stuff. And when we were recording, a lot of people actually did wander in. Like people were kind of wandering.
What must they have thought?
I have no idea. Like I think we ended up, because we locked the door so people couldn't walk into where we were at, but people were trying to wander in during the thing. So like we would talk to them and then they'd be like, oh, cool. Or like, they'd be like, oh, or like, you know, we'd have to be like, oh, we have to like, you gotta wait just a little bit. But it was weird. Like, I don't want to turn anybody away because it's obviously like they're there for, you know, a reason. But it was interesting. Each one was so different, but they're all like so cool. It was an experience. Like, and the Wi-Fi is tricky in churches. That was like the biggest, the hardest thing, I think, because the Pro Tools runs off Wi-Fi, so we needed to find the spot. We're like wandering around the whole place, like, where's the best spot for the connection? It's funny. But Vanessa did a great job. Vanessa Silberman produced it. And she's done a lot of stuff on her mobile recording rig because she tours endlessly. And now she's based in Brooklyn, though. That's where we track the other song. It's funny, the song Middle of Nowhere, I'll probably play it next. That one was written about being far and like the farthest away from a city as possible. I recorded that. That's the only one I recorded in the middle of Brooklyn at her studio.
Ironic, yeah.
I know. I kind of like the irony of that.
Yeah, I'll probably play something off Vanessa's EP after you sing another song.
She's got new stuff out, too.
Yeah.
She's working.
All right.
Yeah. Should we play Middle of Nowhere?
We should.
All right. This is the next single. Actually, music video is coming out on Friday, so keep an eye.
These miles I've been driving, but wander away foolishly to you. I can see it, us laughing till we're crying about nothing at all and everything too. In the middle of nowhere, I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a lighter in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. All my thoughts in REM are feeling closer. One day I'll find a way to show them to you. One of these days, this anxious weight will. In my blood, I know it's true. In the middle of nowhere, I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by.
That's probably my favorite song off this.
Ah, that's so cool. Thank you.
I always pick a favorite.
Yeah.
On these things.
That's cool. That one I think is my favorite too. I think that one just flowed out the most naturally.
I like the part about build a fire and things.
And a future with a ladder. Yeah. That's cool. Thanks.
I like those lines.
Thank you.
But I'm gonna play something off Vanessa's EP. We'll play more off of y'all CD.
Cool. Thanks everybody for tuning in.
I'm glad that we're going 2 hours tonight. I am anyway. Vanessa,
yeah.
Chris was like, I could probably get home, Mrs. Blizzard, but because we're probably gonna go to like the 9 o'clock hour. So
yeah, so stick around.
But, and here's some more tunage. But right now, I'm gonna play Vanessa, and then I'm gonna play something off Chris's new CD. Ooh. So this song is called, I think this is Don't I've queued up.
Believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I had to sneak a PSA in there. That was, we just heard Carry On, though, off of 100 Restless Thoughts, new CD by Carissa. Glad to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Battling through the weather.
Yeah, it's and, not too bad out there.
We got six in. We're six down on this thing.
Crazy.
Two left. You're going to play one. We decided to play one more.
Yeah, I'll play another one. This one is a song called Supermoon, and it's actually... the very first song that I went into a studio with back in like 2012, and it never really saw the light of day, but I've always played it. It's like, it's stuck around, so I decided to put it on something. So here it is.
Changing into brought me here, but I still can't tell what makes me feel this way. Like a train fell off its tracks. Now if there's no way out, we gotta go back. So sign me off, turn me in, give me up or just let me live. Don't say I got nowhere to go, I got nothing to trust. Cause if we got love, then it'll be
glad that found the light of day.
Me too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks. I like playing that one.
Someone sent me a question for you. They want to know if you ever recorded a Christmas song.
You know what? My first band did. And it's really funny to listen to now. So we did Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
Okay.
But personally, as myself, no, I have not. But maybe I should. What song do you think I would do?
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight.
I don't play Christmas music.
Yeah.
I don't mind Christmas. I'm not a hater, but yeah, I think there's enough of it out there.
There's a lot
like
of
I'm one of the few DJs that probably doesn't have a Christmas theme show. I mean, it, Christmas, yeah, there was, mm-hmm. there'll be none tonight. Yeah. I'll be on for another hour after this, and there'll be none
not
in that hour
one.
Either. No, not even one.
Not even Mariah Carey, even though she just hit number one.
Oh, God.
After 25 years.
Did you hear
that? Isn't that crazy? Pretty cool. I mean, I saw that. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Maybe if I did, maybe I'd go number one. Maybe that's my...
If you did, I would play it.
Aw.
If you have a Christmas tune for next year...
Maybe I will. That's it. I like that. I want to do that now.
Oh, there you go. All right. I was talking off here briefly, but you're going to tour with this thing?
Yeah. So it's been a good break from the DIY touring. I've needed to reground myself and be back home. But after a long time of being home, I get really antsy and I'm like, now I got to get out again. So I booked a tour. I booked two tours. I'm doing late February to early March. I'm driving out west and I'm going down south just due to, you know, weather. And I want to mm-hmm. hit some new places. So
yeah,
going to go visit Steph in North Carolina and play a show down there, and then go across through Nashville, go through Texas, all the way to LA. I'll be out west for the spring, about just like kind of March, April, and then I'm routing back with Matt Menegal through the mountain states, because I miss those so much.
And, do you have to, when you book this stuff, do you have to get the other acts as well, or is it?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
because sometimes some of the shows are in towns that don't have much of a music scene, so they're more of like a brewery show that will just kind of fund the way to the next show.
Yeah.
But a lot of the shows will be kind of like that, but then the ones that are in like the bigger cities will have local acts. It's been a mixture, because sometimes the venue will find them. Sometimes I'll have friends and I'll ask them to join.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the venues do the searching, which is helpful because there's still a lot of markets. These are newer markets too.
Hmm.
But like out in Wyoming and out in South Dakota, I'm hitting North Dakota. I just booked Bismarck because I got three states I've never been to. And
what month are you going to be out in Dakota?
Dakota, May 1st. I'll be in Bismarck.
Right. Should be safe.
Yeah. Because that's where I wanted to avoid the North in the winter. I don't want to tour in the winter ever again after a couple times.
Hunker down.
Yeah. So
like the month of February is just a good time to hibernate.
Yeah. And that's how I feel too. And like, I didn't think I'd be touring in February, but it's also like when it's all slushy and,
yeah,
you know, I don't want to be around for that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drive south and west. I think it'll be hopefully better weather, but that'll only be like a week tour out, and then about a 2 week tour back. And I'll be ending it in Portsmouth on May 9th. And then I'll be back home for a big show with the band that hasn't been released yet. I don't even know if we've talked about it. But
you and I certainly haven't. Does the band know about it?
The band knows about it. Yeah, because the date. Yeah, so the date just got confirmed and the venue got confirmed, and I'm so excited. It's like at my favorite place ever, and it's gonna be really great.
Oh, I could probably guess.
You could definitely guess. I'm sure a lot of people could guess.
You could probably guess the venue. I couldn't guess who else is on the bill. No.
Yeah, you'll be excited.
Really?
It's exciting. I got the email and I was like,
do you think I'm aware of the other bands?
You know them. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're a classic. They're a Boston legend.
Now I'll have to guess this. When is this one?
I'm so excited. It'll be May 15th. I guess I could say the date because I'm not giving anything really away. But
when are you going to break it?
I don't know. I guess what I'm told I can. I've never really had to omit any information, but I don't want to say anything before the time allows.
I'm going to figure it out. Now for the next, I'll be trying to figure that out for a while now. You'll tell me once we...
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you.
Good, because I'll be like, damn. See, normally I'd be like, "Oh my God, we got a minute left, but we can bleed over." So, because there's still one more song on this CD.
Yeah.
First of all, was a big one for you, "Fuel Heart."
Yeah, yeah, that song that was important to us. Yeah, I'm stoked with how much that one has gone over and how well it's been received. Yeah. And that's a song that I played every night, like every single show. I've played that song.
Right.
And on the road, it was like the big
one at the Rumble. That was the big one.
Yeah, we ended each show with that, and we added a big finale to it. And
yeah,
it's like a lot of people have said they relate to it, and that's the coolest thing to me because it's like it's the most relatable or like kind of defining to me. Like it's just like very much how I feel all the time, like on the ends of both spectrums, like you know, constantly fighting myself or you know. But that song, it's always been part of the set, and I was like, I want to do like someone actually this album came about partly because people on the tour, like people, audiences were asking if the songs they were buying from the CDs were the acoustic ones. They're like, that song Fuel, they're like, that song, could you do an acoustic version of that? And it happened multiple times, and I was like, I guess I got to, like, I want to now, like, I, you know, if people are asking
you're
for that,
you're gonna give the fans what they want.
Yeah. And it's exciting, you know. It's like, or even like someone asking for a Christmas song, I'm like, I haven't thought about it, but maybe, you know, like, yeah. It gets the gears turning, and it's like, you know, I want to like do it all. So then I was like, you know what, a Fuel Heart acoustic would be cool. And this one, we ended up adding some little things to it too that make it not fully acoustic, which is exciting. Like this album also kind of took on a whole world of its own with like instruments, and it's not solely acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about it. It gives it a whole new groove and feeling.
And you mentioned you're bringing your mom on this tour.
Yeah, she's going to join me for a little bit. Yeah, she wants to travel.
That'll be funny.
And I love my mom. And
that'll be fun.
It'll be cool to bring her to some new places, you know?
Yeah, because she's at a lot of your shows. I see her at a lot of your shows.
Yeah, she's one of the hardest working people I know, and it's good for her to get out and see the world. So
it's a tough gig.
It'll be super fun.